Joined now by the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, to talk K-State football and maybe some basketball as well. Wyatt, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm great. How are you, sir? Good to be with you again.
Right there with you. I'm glad you took the time to be with us. We always appreciate the time, and it is a crazy time, of course, and we are doing fine. Thanks for asking. Let's start with the football team, and then we'll get to basketball and everything that we're dealing with already in college basketball season, which hasn't even begun yet. Well, let's start with football. I know it was a rough weekend for the Wildcats. You go up to Iowa State and lose 45-0, and this game seemed to turn on a fourth down and two when K-State went for it and didn't pick it up, and Iowa State was already up 7-0, and then after that it just kind of snowballed and went downhill, didn't it?
It did, especially in the second quarter. They're a really good football team. I think everybody is starting to recognize that. They're very much veteran, good leadership, good quality talent. Probably one of their best players as a kid from Kansas, Breece Hall, their running back from Wichita. He's special, man, and that they just kind of got away from K-State. And we haven't had many games like that. K-State didn't play well in Morgantown, but this was kind of a different thing. So I'm anxious to see how they respond and rebound with all the stuff that's going on with COVID, the contact tracing, Thanksgiving. Common sense would say it'll be pretty tough to get, you know, locked and loaded and ready to go to Waco, but yeah. They need to get one. I hope that Coach Klieman can get them kind of turned back in the other direction, because we have had our moments this year. We've just been pretty inconsistent.
Our focus on Kansas State Athletics today brought to you by Heineken Electric in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit. The voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, our guest today on the Sports Ticket. How dire was the team in preparing for Iowa State? How dire of a situation was it? We had heard, you know, some speculation and some things and even stuff that was thrown out there that, hey, you know, KU had to postpone their game. They had some issues with injuries and COVID, and that K-State might not be able to play against Iowa State at all on Saturday.
Yeah, it really wasn't very good, to be honest with you. And I could tell going into the bye week that Coach Klieman was quite frustrated with the contact tracing, and there were some COVID cases, so there isn't a whole heck of a lot you can do about that. But I think it was frustrating for him that, because for the most part, these kids have done a really pretty good job of staying kind of together within their own bubble, doing things the right way, and it shows you just how frankly easy it can be to have this crazy thing spread. With that said, I think things are a little bit better this week. Don't know so much as to whether, you know, the two starting linebackers will be back, or backup defensive tackle Jalen Pickle, who missed last week's game. And it'd be awesome to have him. He's been such a good rotational guy for this team. Up and above and beyond that, though, I think away from Malik Knowles, I think everybody else is kind of making their way back. I don't know his situation yet, but I think they'll have a little bit stronger numbers this time, and that will certainly help in practice in terms of preparation for the game, and then hopefully you get down there and compete and have a shot.
How try to put it in perspective for us. You touched upon it a little bit, but how challenging has this season been? I mean, it's easy for people from the outside looking in, and of course you don't have a full house every weekend at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, right? So you can follow along on social media, try to understand, but for somebody that's right there following it so closely as the voice of the Wildcats, how challenging has this been?
You know, to the point, it's a great question, Wade, to start with. I think to the point where I do see it up close and pretty personal most of the time, and I'm honored to do that. But with that comes, you know, you see it in the face of Coach Klieman, mm-hmm. and the offensive and defensive coordinators, and sometimes the players. It just is a grind of a season anyway, and then you put this on top of that. It's just really hard to, you know, at one point, I remember one time earlier in the season where I'm standing there watching practice, and the receiving group is over across on the other side of the field. They were practicing at the stadium, and there were seven receivers working and seven standing there watching with masks on.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pretty hard to do a lot of things like they want to try to do that. And it has been for everybody. This isn't a K-State thing, but I'm just trying to relay to you how frustrating it has been. And it's obvious that, you know, we had a wave of it early, back in August and into the opener against Arkansas State. We had some 20, I've heard anywhere from 20 to 40 guys that were, you know, affected by it then. I don't know that we had quite that many this time, but when you're when you're minus, you know, three or four starters and playing a team like Iowa State, it's significant, no question about it. So there, I think the one thing I would add to that is that, think about this for a second. You have, Stan and I talk about this all the time, football is such a great sport, but it's so hard. Winning football is tough. And when you, here we are this deep into the season, and these guys have one time, once, had the opportunity to all be in the same room at the same time to have a meeting.
Yikes.
That's it. That's crazy.
It is. It is. Yeah. That puts it in perspective right there. The voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, our guest, our focus on K-State Athletics today, brought to you by Heineken Electric in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit as well. Accountability, that is something that Coach Kleiman brought up after the game Saturday. Deuce Vaughn, Cody Fletcher, among others, talked about accountability, and he said, you know, on and off the field. And I think that's a very good point, and this applies to coaches not only this year but any year, trying to get your kids to be, one, personally responsible and accountable for their actions. And sometimes that can be a challenge, and you hear this whole thing about team chemistry, and that ties into that, is that if you don't have that personal responsibility and accountability, it certainly affects your team chemistry and everything else. Do you know anything like really specifically that Coach Kleiman was alluding to there, and what the players are talking about in regards to the accountability?
Yeah, I do, and I think it's a great subject, and I'm glad you asked about it, because I'd be more than happy to kind of attack this a little bit, because I think people are scratching their heads a little bit in terms of what is going on. You know, like last week, you know, people were asking me, 10 transfers, what the heck's going on there? Is right. there a problem? And so on and so forth. Well, I think that the reality of it is yeah, there are several problems. I think first and foremost is COVID-19. I think that is just what it is. Away from COVID-19, if that's the right way to say it, you've got a team that has played up and down. You have a group of people that are, what I will say, pretty bought into Coach Kleiman and his staff, and there are some that weren't and or haven't been. And, you know, I think any time there's transition in a coaching staff like this, you know, it takes a couple of years or so to kind of really get balanced out through it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not picking on anyone, but I want to give you an example of what I'm trying to explain to you and the listeners. Let's go back in time and think about what Coach Kleiman and others were saying last year about Tyrone Lewis, who was a safety and a true freshman a year ago in our program. They talked very highly of him and his abilities and what he could be down the road. Not this year, meaning last year, but down the road. Well, another group of recruits come in, and you've got a couple of kids, frankly, that have done a better job and have outplayed him this time. And so he decides to leave, as opposed to kind of fighting and, you know, working through that and trying to earn his spot. I think we're having some of that, too, to be perfectly honest about it. And I think we'll probably continue to have a little bit of it. And then what Coach and the kids that you referenced were talking about afterwards is, you know what, if you're unhappy, that's one thing, okay? Don't quit on us with three games to go. Hang with us and don't let your brothers down,
yeah.
You know. And then at the end of the year, we can address this and do it the right way, help place you into another place if that's what you want to do, or work something out here. I think that's, at the end of the day, that's in a fairly large nutshell, that's it.
Well, I mean, I think what we're saying is, and this is how I was raised, is you finish what you start. And if you started the season,
exactly
finish
right.
it, right?
Yeah, well, and that, I guess that's the thing, too. Back to what I talk about with how hard football can be, but it's also so gratifying when you're winning football games,
yeah.
Because it is hard. But leadership is such a big thing, and I think we do have a bunch of good young people in our program. I don't want anybody to misunderstand that in any way. I really do. But again, I think K-State probably has recruited over some guys, and they've seen it and they know it. So, here's the other thing that I didn't touch on, and I guess if you want to talk about it, fine. If you don't, that's okay too. But, you know, with this being the, quote, free year, mm-hmm. okay, where you're a senior and you can come back next year and what have you, I think it's created, you know, like this in the minds of some, not all, but some, like this, it's a free agency kind of thing. And if you're not happy, then it's time now to get out.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of factors that go into that, but I think the grad transfer rule has affected that. I mean, think about it this way. We're not quite to Thanksgiving, and Coach Klieman talked about this the other night on the radio show. 650 players are already in the transfer portal.
Wow.
That's staggering, dude. That, yeah. I mean, start thinking about that and how many per school that is if you equate that out to what do we got in the FBS now, like 135-ish, I think, maybe, mm-hmm. or something like that.
Right.
That's nuts. That's crazy.
Yeah, that'd be an average of about 5 per school. And that's yeah, so, and that's so right now. That's right now. That's right now. We've got a long way to go.
Oh yeah, and I guess that's the thing. It's just I understand people are concerned about it, and when you're getting your butt kicked, you know the concern goes even higher. I totally get it, but there are reasons why things are happening, and we haven't even touched on the fact that we're trying to make a living with a freshman quarterback in the Big 12. That's not easy either.
Yeah, exactly. And you lose Skylar Thompson and. To the injury. And speaking of that, I've been receiving information. It sounds like Skylar wants to come back because this, as you just said, ties in what you mentioned, a free year of eligibility. Yep. So not only does it give you a chance to play true freshmen and get their feet wet, as we saw earlier in the year, but also guys that get hurt, like, hey, sweet, I get a do-over next year as long as I still fit into the plans. And, you know, I was talking with Dusty about this when Skylar went down. You know, what do we think? Do we think Skylar's going to come back? Do we think Coach Klieman and his staff would want Skylar back? And we kind of came to the conclusion it all depends on how it plays out. Like, if Will Howard goes out and plays great, and you got Jake Rubley coming in, then maybe it's kind of like, you know, Skylar, maybe it's best you go play somewhere else. But if they struggle, which they have, Skylar, I think, would be welcome back with open arms. What, do you know anything about this, about Skylar's situation, and do you think the program would be more than happy to take him back? Or keep him. I guess I should say keep him. He's not leaving the program. He'd still be with the program. Yeah.
I totally get that, Wade. And I guess here's what I would say. Will the program welcome him back? Yes. I think they will. Does Skylar want to come back? Yes, I think he does. I think the only real question at this particular point is it was a somewhat significant injury, and it's 8-9 months. The question is, if everything being perfect, okay, in rehab, will he be set to go at the beginning of next fall? If he is, I think he will want to come back. If he struggles with it a little bit, then maybe different cards are laying on the table. So I hope that kind of lays that out there. But Sky has indicated, I mean, he hasn't shied away. He wants to come back. Coach Klieman has not shied away from saying, you bet, we'll take him back in an instant. He's a big part of what we are and what we do here. So if I'm a betting man, I'm not, but if I were, I would say under most circumstances, you could probably look for him to be back in 2021.
Yeah, I agree with you. Our focus on K-State Athletics today brought to you by Heineken Electric in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit. Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats, our guest today on the Sports Ticket. How is the team handling this week with Thanksgiving being on Thursday? And, of course, not wanting to, you know, spread COVID even anymore. As you said, try to stay in your proverbial bubble as you got a game in Waco coming up on Saturday. How is K-State and the program handling how they go about practices and their schedule this week with Thanksgiving on Thursday?
It really hasn't been out of the normal, and I say that because it's been easier now just because most of the general student population is no longer around.
Right.
They're on the break, and they're going to be off campus for quite a while because of COVID. I think it's mid to late January before they come back. And think about the impact of that with with the football team. And you know, I think they're in okay shape here. I saw a whole bunch of them coming out of training table this morning as I was pulling up to the facility here, and I saw Wyatt Hubert and Will Howard and some of those kind of guys and waved at them and talked to them briefly. And I think they're doing okay. You know, I mean, it is what it is. We're going to play a basketball game here at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, though, with no fans. That's going to be weird as heck. I mean,
yeah.
Right. I mean,
yeah,
that it's, being in Ames on Saturday, and even though it was 45-0, and it was a long, long, frustrating day, to me, the bigger thing was, one, we played, and two, how weird it was playing in a 60,000-seat stadium with a few, what I will describe as Iowa State band members and cheerleaders, and then some parents and family of the players.
Right.
That was it. It's just been weird, man. It's just what it is.
All right. So speaking of weird, we're going into work. We're going. Well, a lot of people know Wyatt and me would say we're both qualified for that.
Amen.
What are your thoughts on the basketball season? I mean, for crying out loud, everything coming out yesterday, not off to a good start at all, and we haven't even played a game yet. I guess first, your thoughts on the getting the season in, and then secondly, if we do play, what's the prognosis for K-State men's basketball with Coach Weber this year?
I think all of the coaches in the league that I've either heard through the teleconference or have spoken to or whatever it might be, they all are majorly concerned about being able to play a full season under these circumstances, and one would certainly understand that. I mean, you already have Scott Drew and several others nationally being tested positive for COVID and what have you. And right before I talked to you, I did an interview with John Morris, my counterpart at Baylor, previewing our game Saturday. And, you know, they're ranked first or second in the country, and they aren't going to start tomorrow because of this. So then, can you imagine how frustrating that is?
Yeah.
On the other end of the spectrum is probably K-State. We're picked dead last by a pretty wide margin, mm-hmm. have just one senior returning, our leading scorer that returns. And that leading scorer, let's put it into perspective too, is 6.9 points a game in Mike McGurl.
Yeah.
We have five freshmen, so it's going to be a very youthful team. And usually, under those circumstances, that would tell you that it could be a pretty tough go. And I think it will be at times, no question. But with that said, I really like this group, and I know Coach Weber feels like in time this is going to be a fun group to coach and to watch grow, because they do have more pieces in many ways than they've had in a while, whether it's center Davion Bradford out of St. Louis or Nigel Pack, the point guard, or Seldon Miguel, who's a really talented wing player from Florida. I think they have some pieces, and I think they'll grow and get better, but it is hard going through this league as youthful as they are. That's just the bottom line.
All right, time for an off-the-wall question for you, Wyatt. Thanksgiving, of course, is Thursday. What, in your opinion, is the best and worst Thanksgiving food item? The worst and best food item for Thanksgiving, in Wyatt Thompson's opinion.
Wow, that's a good one. I told J-Mo a while ago, he asked me a similar question, and I told him my favorite thing about Thanksgiving at one point in my life was my mother's Thanksgiving ham, because we had a big family and always did a turkey and a ham, and I loved, not that I don't dislike the turkey, I just loved her ham. Mm-hmm. So I would start with that.
Okay.
Probably the least favorite, and my wife kicks me in the shin every time I say this, she loves sweet potatoes and I don't. So I would say my least favorite would be the other end of the spectrum is sweet potatoes. I get that a lot of people love them.
Right.
I just don't happen to be one of them.
I hear you. That's pretty much close to what my answers would be. I'd rather have ham than turkey. Turkey's too dry.
Yeah.
And then for me, I like green bean casserole quite a bit. That's really good.
Ooh, that's good.
And I love desserts, but I don't like desserts with nuts, cause I don't like pecans and nuts. I'm a nutty person.
What is wrong with you,
dude? I know there's lots of things wrong with me. Ask Matt Walters what's wrong with me, because I don't like, apparently I'm a horrible American because I don't eat lobster or whatever he mentioned that last time I had him on. He said he wouldn't be on the show again for it. He said he wouldn't be on the show again until I wised up and ate lobster or something. I'm like, so, okay. So I've been thinking for
you
a while.
You got some work to do, don't you?
What, yeah, what's that?
You got some work to do.
Yeah, I do. I said, I think it was, crab legs. He goes, what, crab legs or lobster? And I said, neither, because I said, first of all, crab legs take too much work. And I said, and then the lobster, I've just never been a lobster guy. I'm not a huge seafood guy. I like shrimp and stuff like that, but I'm not a huge guy. And he's just like, I'm not, you're dead to me. I'm not going to speak to you again, blah, blah, blah. And so, so I should have really been careful before asking you this question about food, because last time I asked somebody that, you know, is on the K-State broadcast team, when I brought up food, it ended horribly. But with you, thank God, you handle a little bit better than Matt. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
But well, he's a little more stubborn than I am.
Yeah.
We share several things, I guess, in life. And we've been, I first met Matt when I was at KYS years ago, and he was like, I'm being totally serious, not trying to be funny. He was like 15 years old and already doing the Russell High School games on KRSL. So he had it figured out long before folks like you and I did on what he was going to do when he grew up.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever grown up, to be perfectly blunt, but here I am, and I am what I am.
Well, apparently Matt hasn't either. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I've joked, though. Don't let the cat out of the bag, but I am tempted at some point, if I ever buy a Red Lobster or something, I'm going to pop in, and I'm going to ask somebody if I can sit right in front of their lobster. I'm not even going to eat it. I'm going to take a picture, and I'm going to send it to Matt and say, hey, man, what do you think now?
He's not going to know
if I ate it or not.
Well, he's a weird character anyway, because he called me one night on his way home from counting the gold bars at the bank, as I like to say, and he asked what my wife was making for dinner, and I said stew, and she makes killer stew, and I love it.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, dude, that is old people's food. I'm going, seriously? Are you kidding me? So we're dealing with a different cat here with Matt.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about
it. Yeah, I think you and I are kind of made out of the
we
same.
We need to gang up on him to beat him up.
I think you're right. He says he doesn't like sushi. He says he doesn't like sushi. I'm like, you're getting on me about lobster and crab legs. I mean, come on, man, sushi's good. Yeah. Oh no, that's horrible. I'm like, oh, you draw the line there? Okay, it's funny. It was hilarious. I've never had a guest on my show ever that said, "That's it, you're dead to me. I'm not going to talk to you because of that."
He would be the first last, funny. And only, probably.
It was funny. Hey, Wyatt, we appreciate your time as always. It's good catching up with you. Happy Thanksgiving, and stay healthy, and we appreciate everything that you do, man.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Always enjoy being on with you, Wade. Have a good Thanksgiving, buddy. Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Wildcats. Our focus on K-State Athletics today brought to you by Hayek Electric in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.